Jaquen's Love, Dragon Lords of Valdir, Book 8, by S. E. Smith. Performed by David Brennan. Chapter 1. With growing apprehension, Jaquen moved down the long interior corridor of the building he and his companions had just entered. His gaze swept warily over the area, searching for danger. This mission was supposed to be simple. Protect Prince Creon's mate, Carmen Walker Rykill. The trouble was that there was never anything simple when it came to the unusual human female. Personally, he would have felt much better if Creon had simply tied Carmen up and left her on board the spaceship, or back at the ranch belonging to their human ally, Paul Grove. Pushing down the feeling, he once more scanned the interior walls of Javier Cuello's house, searching for any type of detection equipment or weapons that might warn the human that they were there. There was nothing but polished dark wood and off-white walls. A few paintings hung to brighten the decor, but that was all, as far as he could tell. The human male they were seeking was ridiculously overconfident, believing the few men he had hired would protect him. It might have worked against other humans, but the number of soldiers patrolling the area or stationed in the tall towers outside were no match against Jaquen, Gunner, Creon, and their symbiotes. They were not from this world, but from Valdir, an alien world light years away. The Valdir were a dragon-shifting species, known in their star system for their fierceness in battle. It did not take them long to take care of the men outside before moving to the interior of Javier Cuello's home. Each Valdir warrior was made up of not one, but three components that made him a deadly force against their enemies. The first component was the man. The secondary form was his dragon, and the third component was his symbiote. They worked as a team to overcome any threat. It was the goddess's way of balancing them. Their curse was that all three needed to accept a female if she was to be their true mate. An almost impossible task, given how hard-headed and picky my symbiote and dragon are, he thought, with a sigh of resignation and acceptance. Jaquen's gaze moved once more to the female beside him. A wave of envy swept through him for a moment. He and many others on Valdir had given up hope of ever finding their true mates. Unmated females on Valdir had grown fewer and fewer over the centuries, leaving most warriors with a growing feeling of despair that they would never find a mate. Without one, their dragon's need to mate would drive them mad. They could only hope to die in battle before that occurred. Jaquen understood those feelings and the growing concern all too well. The fact that he was having difficulty controlling his dragon at this moment proved he was nearing the time when he would have to return to his home in the mountains. He would have to admit to the elders that his time had come to move on to the next life. Jaquen had hoped to find a true mate among the humans, just as Creon and his brothers had. He had searched for the last few weeks, but none of the females he had seen from a distance stirred the dragon in him or excited his symbiote. It was time to admit that it was not his destiny to find a mate in this lifetime. This was not the Valdir's first trip to this planet, though it was for him. Zoran Rykill, the leader of the Valdir, had discovered this strange, beautiful world after escaping captivity from a traitorous group of individuals intent on restarting the war between the Valdir, Curzon, and Seraphin. The next trip was to retrieve Paul Grove, the father of Keelan Rykill's true mate. This trip was different, though. This time they were on Earth so that Carmen Rykill could find closure against the man who had killed her previous mate and unborn child. Jaquen understood Carmen's need for revenge. He also knew the dangers involved in such a mission.